On the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, we have to go to Mina. We will perform 5 prayers there. The first prayer to be offered there is the Zohar prayer. Normally, groups start leaving on the night of the 7th, and that's fine. If your guide takes you along and you feel you can't go on your own, then just travel with them by bus. However, it is superior to depart after offering the Fajr prayer on the 8th, ideally after sunrise, set out for Mina. Those who are going on foot can do this. If you intend to perform Hajj on foot, it is a highly virtuous act. With every step you get 700,000 good deeds, and that too of Makkah, so just imagine how many they are if multiplied. But for this, you must already know where your tent is and have a map of the place. If you have an experienced pilgrim with you, then it's fine. Otherwise, it's better to travel by bus with your guide. In any case, if they take you at night, that's okay. Otherwise, you will go in the morning. So, on the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, where do we spend the day? In Mina. How many prayers do we offer there? 5 prayers. Which is the first one? Zuhar, then Asar, Maghrib, Isha, and Fajr. When you go to Mina, oh, what a scene it is. Believe me, you may have seen the world's grandest plazas, the world's most magnificent cities that people speak about, but this is a unique settlement that comes to life only once a year. Millions of people gather in tents. Believe me, the comfort of a bed in a multinational 5-star hotel is on one side, and a night in the tents of Mina is on another. Even standing in lines for the washrooms and for wuzu, there has its own unique pleasure. The slogans of Labaik fill the air, and you are meant to enjoy this atmosphere. Don't get frustrated by it, don't get anxious about it, and Allah forbid. Don't be among those who start saying, oh, I'm not enjoying this, the food isn't good, the lines for wuzu are too long. No, my friend, this is an honor the fortunate ones receive. By Lord, when you are in Mina, millions of Muslims around the world will have tears in their eyes watching you on TV saying, look at how blessed these people are today. They are in Mina wearing ihram, they are spending the night in Mina, and tomorrow they will go to Arafat. And even in the comfort of their homes and cozy rooms, their hearts will be yearning, wishing they could be with you in Mina. So, oh, people staying in Mina, do not complain, do not quarrel. This is the problem. As soon as people arrive in Mina, arguments start breaking out in the tents. Brother, this was my bed, or this was my spot. Do not fight with anyone. I didn't come here to quarrel. I came here to seek forgiveness, to ask for pardon. If you feel someone is doing something wrong, call a staff member from the guide's team. Don't get into a fight yourself. Just sit quietly in a corner and engage in zikr and durood. You have to perform all 5 prayers there. Also, take Rafiqul Haramain with you or bring some other books along. We've also noticed that when pilgrims arrive in Mina, some arrive at night, some in the morning, early in the morning. You can hear the slogans of Labbaik, some people reciting the Quran, some glorifying Allah Almighty. But because we are not used to doing individual worship, after an hour or so, people start joking around. Then political discussions start, and from different tents, you'll hear different voices. Someone might be giving people nicknames. It turns into a strange environment of laughter, jokes, and pointless talk. Don't be part of such an environment. If you feel tired from reading, then pick up your prayer beads. If you get tired of that, then start offering some voluntary prayers. On your mobile phone, you can listen to some Quran recitation, some naats, or anything that keeps you engaged in worship. And subhanallah, the night that is coming, my dear Islamic brothers, is the night of Arafah. Do you know which night this is? It's the night of Arafah. And where do we have to go in the morning? To Arafat. So this night of Arafah is a highly accepted night. If possible, offer the Isha prayer at its early time, do some worship, and then get some sleep. Set an alarm on your phone to wake up for tahajjud. After praying tahajjud, go to a corner, lay down your prayer mat, and make heartfelt supplications. Especially Amiri Ahli Sunnat has written the prayer of the night of Arafah, subhanallah. It is mentioned in narrations that whatever is asked on this night will be granted. If you can't read it 1,000 times, the supplication is
Subhanalladhi fis samai arshuhu, Subhanalladhi fil ardi mawti'uhu, Subhanalladhi fil bahri sabiluhu, Subhanalladhi fil nari sultanuhu, Subhanalladhi fil jannati rahmatuhu, سبحان الذي في القبر قضاؤه سبحان الذي في الهواء روحه سبحان الذي رفع السماء سبحان الذي وضع الأرض سبحان الذي لا ملجأ ولا منجأ منه إلا إليه.
Whenever you recite a prayer in Arabic, make sure you understand its meaning in your mind. What is the translation? Glory be to the one whose throne is in elevation. Glory be to the one whose rule is in the earth. Glory be to the one whose path is in the sea. Glory be to the one whose sovereignty is in the fire. Glory be to the one whose mercy is in paradise. Glory be to the one whose command is in the grave. Glory be to the one whose possessions are the souls in the air. Glory be to the one who raised the sky. Glory be to the one who spread the earth. Glory be to the one from whose punishment there is no refuge or salvation except in him. Keep making abundant supplications and spend this night in worship. My dear Islamic brothers, sometimes during the night there is an announcement from the guide that the buses are leaving for Arafat. Here I would advise you that the sunnah is to spend the night in Mina. This is a sunnati muakkada. So try to leave after offering the Fajr prayer, because the sunnah is to offer Fajr and then depart, preferably after sunrise when the time for Fajr ends. but usually the guide's buses start leaving from night. Now, if everyone is going and your guide or group leader is not agreeing with you, then you may go along with them. But from experience, I would suggest that if 30 or 40 pilgrims among you come together and say to your group leader or guide, "We don't want to leave yet. We want to go after Fajr. Please arrange a bus for us after Fajr," then alhamdulillah, they usually agree, because it is their responsibility to ensure every pilgrim reaches Arafat. Do not fight over this, don't argue. Just make a respectful request saying, "Look, this is Sunnah. We've gathered 30, 40, 50 people, that's enough for one bus. Kindly arrange it for after the morning prayer." When you request like this, normally they agree, and mashallah, you get to fulfill the Sunnah of leaving after Fajr too. But again, do not get into fights. Now, if you feel that the entire group is leaving and you're the only one left behind, then go along with them. You won't be sinful because you're compelled in that situation. And anyway, it was a Sunnah. So you will have spent the night in Mina and Fajr will rise. Ideally though, as written in the books, when the sun shines upon Mount Sabira in front of Masjid-e-Khayf, meaning when Fajr time ends and the sun rises, then it is the proper time to head towards Arafat.